Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. Remember, more information about the show can be found on our Facebook page. Visit us at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. On the phone with me now, we're joined by our good friend Ellen Liston. She is with Dollywood Company, the Dollywood Company. Welcome back to the show, Ellen. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Now, Ellen, there may still be a bit of winter left, but just south of us in Pigeon Forge in the Smoky Mountains of Tennessee, there is still a lot going on. And even though Dollywood doesn't open for the season for about six more weeks, there are a lot of things Dolly that we can experience. Now, before we get into that, for those that may have never had a chance to visit Dollywood or the Dollywood area, you guys have a lot going on there, including two award-winning theme parks, a resort, dinner shows, and cabins. Tell us about the whole Dollywood experience, if you will.
Well, you know, years ago, when Dollywood first opened, over 30 years ago, when Dollywood kind of went to sleep for the season in the fall, we weren't even open for Christmas then, everything just became a sleepy little town. There wasn't a whole lot going on. And then 26, 27 years ago, Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge and Sevierville kind of went together and started Winterfest, which made Dollywood be open for Christmas. And then Winterfest kind of continued until the end of February. And since then, except for the fact that Dollywood's not open, almost everything in the Smoky Mountain world is. We have an amazing dinner show called Dolly Parton Stampede, which is in its 32nd season, has already started. I think they were closed for maybe 10 days just to brush up the paint and do a few changes, but that's open. Gatlinburg is an amazing place to be in the winter with snow on the mountains. There's Ober Gatlinburg that has snowboarding and, you know, obviously skiing. You can go ice skating there. There's the Ripley's Aquarium and all their great attractions. Then in Pigeon Forge, there's Titanic and the Island. And then when you're tired from doing all that kind of fun stuff, you can go stay at Dollywood's Dreammore Resort and Spa or one of Dollywood's 100-plus Smoky Mountain cabins, whether you want just a cozy one-bedroom cabin, or we even have cabins that have 11 bedrooms that are great for, like, you know, a fun group, you know, kind of a reunion, a church outing, all kinds of stuff. So people think we kind of go to sleep and hibernate with the bears in the winter, but it's really a kind of an exciting, happening place to be this time of year.
Now, you mentioned the Stampede, but it's not the only dinner show associated with Dolly anymore. You guys made a big announcement last week. Tell us about that.
Last Friday, in fact, we announced that World Choice Investments, which is the part of our company that manages and does all the great entertainment for our dinner theaters, purchased Fee Hedrick Entertainment, which anybody that's been to the Smokies probably has been to one of their shows, either the Hatfield and McCoy Dinner Feud, which is another great family dinner show. You just can't almost beat having dinner and then a show at the same time. It's just kind of that one-stop shopping that's really a lot of fun. And also the Comedy Barn, which is a hilarious show that it's just a lot of fun for the whole family. Lots of fun audience participation, everything from canine capers to a ventriloquist to magicians to just some good old-fashioned family fun, clean comedy. And both of those shows are actually open now, too. They do the same thing, close for about 10 days to do a little cleanup and then back open for business right now. And then the third theater is the Smoky Mountain Opry, which is kind of a Broadway meets Nashville kind of a show. Literally has every kind of music you would imagine. Putting some new numbers in for that this year, and it will open in just a couple of weeks. Actually, March 1st is opening night at the Smoky Mountain Opry. And then, if that wasn't enough, is a fun family restaurant called Frizzle's Cafe, which is delicious food, but also has a coop full of animatronic chickens that It sounds hilarious, and I have never literally had more fun eating breakfast.
And again, in case you're just tuning in, we're speaking to Ellen Liston. She is with the Dollywood Company. For more information, you can reach out to us on our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Now, tell us what we can expect if we come out to Dollywood when you guys open on March 17th for the 33rd season. Tell us what we can expect. And I hear that you have something really cool called Wildwood Grove that's coming in 2019. What can we expect if we head down to Dollywood in 2019?
Well, there's so much going on. And, you know, we always kind of kick it off with our great Festival of Nations. And years ago, when Dolly was doing a lot of traveling across the world doing concerts, somebody said, you know, how cool is it to go around the world and see all the things you see? And she thought, well, why not just bring that to Dollywood? So that's kind of where Festival of Nations began, is Dolly saying, let's just bring the world to the Smokies, since not everybody can go out and tour like I do. So that is very exciting. We've got some old favorites that are coming back. We've got some new headliners that are going to be here on our stages, bringing their high-energy shows and music, but also introducing a passport to food, which is probably what I'm going to be checking out that first day. So that's the first thing that's going to happen. And then Wildwood Grove will open sometime later in the spring, probably sometime May. And, you know, we can't tell everything. We've got to, you know, keep some surprises up our sleeves. But that's going to be the largest addition in our history. Mm. 2019 will be our 34th season. Wildwood Grove is a $37 million project. It's going to include 11 different experiences, including a cool new coaster called the Dragon Flyer, which is already really taking shape. If folks go to Dollywood's Facebook page and Instagram, you can see kind of a time lapse of the track going up, which is pretty cool. Lots of family fun, lots of rides for the little ones as well, and a big play area. We've got an indoor and an outdoor play area. And I know you're going to find a theme here, but of course what I'm almost most looking forward to is what the new food offerings are going to be in that area. And kind of the center of Wildwood Grove is the Wildwood Tree, which at night is going to become home to some of Dolly's butterfly friends, which is really going to be a fun nighttime experience as well. So fun during the day and at night, just like always. And I think, honestly, those of us at work here are probably looking as forward to Wildwood Grove coming as anyone, I think, because we're kind of seeing it take shape, and it's really exciting. But all starts off with that Festival of Nations, and then, you know, four other great festivals, Barbecue and Bluegrass will start around Memorial Day, our Summer Celebration all summer long, then our Harvest Celebration, and, you know, you got to end it all with Christmas. So, very exciting.
All right, so you know you have to have me down to see this Wildwood Grove when you guys open up. My boys, I think they'll love it.
Oh, absolutely. It's really, I think one of the things that's unique about our park, you know, when people say, what's different from Dollywood? Why Dollywood if you're going to pick a theme park? And it's because we include things for everybody. So if you've got kind of a wild side, you're going to love the thrills on our big roller coasters like Wild Eagle and Lightning Rod. If you kind of like a little of that thrill but are a little bit milder, we have those kind of rides as well, for, you know, kids that are experiencing those for the first time. Or if you like to play it safe like me and the train, our wonderful Dollywood Express coal-fired steam train is the way to go. So there's literally something for everybody, and every time we open a new area like a Wildwood Grove, we have things that are a little bit wild, but definitely some mild, but everything includes a huge helping of fun.
All right, and if our listeners would like to find out more about what they can expect from Dollywood in 2019, how can they find out more?
Easiest thing to do is just go to dollywood.com, or if you need some help with trying to figure out, you know, what's the best time to stay, what kind of offers do you have, just call 1-800-DOLLYWOOD, and our folks there can help you. It's kind of a one-stop shopping. And I will tell you the best tip is if you are planning on coming, say, in the spring, maybe you're doing some spring break planning, or and you're going to do that, and you're going to come back maybe sometime in the summer and then at Christmas, a Dollywood season pass is definitely the way to go. It's less than the cost of 2 one-day tickets, lots of special things that go along with that. And if you call and, you know, are trying to figure out what to do, that might be something you want to consider if you're going to be coming down here more than once.
All right. Well, thank you so much. It's only a four-hour drive, so why not? Thank you so much for taking time to talk to us. I really do appreciate it, Ellen.
Thank you, and I'll expect to see you down in the Smoky sometime soon.
All right, you most certainly will. Thank you so much. We've been speaking to Ellen Liston with the Dollywood Company. We'll be back with more Sunday Morning Magazine right after this.